I'm Lennon.
And I'm Wilson.
And this is our Honors Core 4 podcast for March 4th lecture.
Okay, so last week in class, we had a short film planning workshop where we watched a few short films. We watched these films to give us more ideas as far as what to include in our short films, including special effects, props, and the do's and don'ts of the project. Most importantly, we had to know how to make a good movie, considering that we are on a small budget and the limited resources available.
From the workshop, we learned that a few useful tips. First, we learned that we need a producer. A producer gets our location agreements in order. We have to have agreements to sign agreements to film at certain places. They also help set up the set, and they get everybody that works together, the crew and the actors, all together at the same time, which is really important on a film. It helps things go smoothly. First, you also have to find some actors. A good way to do this is to set up auditions. You can send out flyers or Facebook or whatever, and set up auditions, have them prepare a little monologue. It's also important to make sure that your actors are comfortable with certain scenes like nudity or awkward situations. And also it's good to make sure that your actors can actually be there. If they have like a busy schedule, then maybe you can't really have them as your actor. So things that are good to know, you need to have in order what scenes you're going to do first and what scenes you're going to do last, and also to make sure that you film all the scenes in a certain location at the same time. You don't have to film in order. You also need to shoot the most difficult scene first, because this is also often helpful because you want to get the easy scenes last. Make sure you have everything planned before you shoot. You don't want to have just dead time where you're standing and nobody knows really what they're doing. And you need to make sure that everybody's reliable and that they're going to be there at the right time, because just because your friend's your actor doesn't mean that they're going to be reliable and that they're going to actually come to rehearsals or stuff. And as far as rehearsals go, it's really important to have rehearsals, because that makes sure that when you're actually shooting that you have, you know, you're using your time wisely. You're not having to retake and retake and retake. And also you have to be patient, because film taking takes a long time and it is often tedious work.
Okay, so we also learned a few things about the camera operators. We learned that it was very, very important for the camera operators to keep a camera log that includes every move that they make with the camera. For instance, if they change the height, the focal length, just anything that is changed with the camera needs to be kept, so that the next time when you're shooting somewhere else, you know what exactly you shot in. The next thing, we also learned a few things about production designs, like what should be in the background, what the depth of field should be, what you shouldn't put in the background, and all of that. We also learned, the sound people also learned a few things about what to do whilst on set. For instance, they're supposed to make sure that the only sound that comes from the actors are the ones that they're recording and that nothing else comes in. And then finally, we learned certain useful tips that all the groups think we really, really needed. For instance, we learned a few things about the background music and then how it adds an atmosphere to the film, like how to choose a good music and then what kind of music to put in your films. Then we also learned about how to not to use leave a wall blank in a scene, just for the same reason that it adds, when you leave a wall blank, it makes the movie not real, just leaves it vague. And then lastly, we also learned that we need a folder in which we keep all the things that are needed. And this is actually supposed to be the role of the producer, where he keeps all the location agreements, the actors' paperwork, the storyboards, the shot lists, and then the script, so that when we get on set, we know what we are doing.
And after we talked about all these useful tips, we broke up into our own short film groups. And my own group, we mostly just talked about what exactly we were going to want in each scene and what order we wanted each scene to be shot in, because we wanted to get that started. And we also talked about who is going to be our actors. We're thinking about, instead of doing auditions like a lot of people are doing, we're thinking we're just going to try to find people that we know, who we know could be good actors, because our film really doesn't have a lot of dialogue, so really it's just going to be a lot of body language. And if somebody can just act with their body, they don't have to be a good speaker as much, because we really don't have that many lines. And also, I think we're going to actually try to act as much as we can in our own film, because we feel like we're reliable. It's our grade, so we know we're going to be there, and we don't have to rely on as many other people to make it to rehearsals or to more shooting and things like that. We basically just got our schedules together and figured out, you know, when we could all meet and what our schedules were like. So Wilson, what'd y'all do?
In my short group, we discussed a few things about scripts. We had our scripts ready, but we decided to add a few things to it, considering that we thought one of the characters was not fully developed. So we just brought up ideas as to what to add to him, to his character, to make him a well-rounded character. We also tried to think about the locations that we needed. We thought about where and where we shouldn't go. We also thought about the lightning, if it was okay to use daylight or if we had to use some extra lights. We talked to the sound person, who is supposed to start thinking about the kind of sounds we are going to be using in our short movie. So overall, I think we are in shape, we're in good shape to start with this. Are you excited about this, Lena?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Cool.
So next week it's a movie night. We'll be watching The Player, which is produced by Robert Altman. It was produced in 1992, and it's based on a novel that was written in 1988.
So until then, bye.
Bye.